Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, this is Ken Carpenter standing on your front porch and throwing our hats through the door for the 125th time. And if you don't throw it out, we'll come in and answer a few of your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. As we hook into the international beams to all APOs and FPOs tonight, Joe Slambake appears to be not only sensational, but positively mediocre. And here's the man who told me to say that. Your master of ceremonies, that famous Hollywood star, that man among men, and that washout among women, Jack Benny.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Hello again, gang. This is Jack Benny talking, and listen, Ken, what do you mean I'm a washout among women? Did you get a load of that girl I brought to the broadcast with me?
She certainly is a load.
Well, you just don't know a good-looking girl when you see one.
Oh, I was only kidding, Jack. She's really quite attractive. A movie actress?
No, Ken, she's a plumber. I met her the other day when she came out to my house to fix a chain. I tell you, it was... love at first sight. I walked into the kitchen, and there she was under the sink. I tripped over her Stilton wrench and joined her.
Well, I'll say that's one way of getting acquainted.
I'm glad I met her, though. Isn't she cute, Ken?
Well, to tell the truth, Jack, she has a pretty face, but I think her overalls are a little baggy.
Well, they may be baggy, Ken, but underneath them beats a heart of gold. And I'll tell you another thing. She's full of fun. She's got the darndest sense of humor.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, she's always sneaking up behind me with a plunger and snatching my toupee. And I'll tell you another thing. A girl plumber has to take good care of herself. You know, Ken, she doesn't smoke or drink.
Oh, she never drinks, huh?
Oh, once in a while, she has a Drano and soda. You know? With a twist of lemon peel, of course. But outside of that, nothing.
Pardon me, men. This is Command Performance, I presume.
Well, Bing Crosby. Little nervous without hope?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, it's nice seeing you, Bing.
Nice to see you, Jackson. What's the big discussion, Ken?
Oh, we were just talking about the girl that Jack brought to the broadcast.
Oh, you mean Blowtorch Annie?
That's her professional name. So you met her, eh, Bing?
Oh, indeed I did. As a matter of fact, I autographed her soldering iron on the way.
Well, that was sweet.
You know, she gave me one of her business cards, Jack, and it doesn't speak too well for you, really.
What do you mean? What does her card say?
Well, here it is. Blowtorch Annie, I specialize in drips. Stands right there.
Can't understand it. That means drips from pipe. I'm no drip.
Pardon me,
Hope friend. Would have had a better answer there.
Much,
you know,
better. Rochester would give you a better straight line.
I know it.
Pardon me for any aspersions I might have cast, Jack, or any I may cast in the near future. And talking of plumbing, I'd like to stretch my own rustic pipes and funnel a greeting to Bob. Meet me at the Shamrock on Thursday morrow, 885. Red Berry at 726. In regards to Olson, Salyer, Lee, and Fox at 729 from, Frank. Rather odd name here. Oh, yeah. Frank Sinatra, the kid's name. Boy knocks a tune. Hello to the Torpedo kids, including Jules, Nebraska, Sack Fullen, Black Dog Gallo, and Stinky Trailer. And for the Command Performance Club everywhere and Granddad Benny here, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Well, thanks.
Must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, look at you now. came to winning blue ribbon. You must have showed the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I'll bet you made the other kids bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause, baby, oh, baby, yes, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause, baby, look at you now.
Now, what I'd give to have my violin here. you must have been a beautiful baby sung by Bing Command Performance Crossing. Gosh, Bing, I'll never forget the first night I heard you sing. It was at the Copeland Grove.
You remember the Grove days, huh? Yeah, I had no idea you were that old.
You didn't?
No.
I love this boy. But, Bing, you must remember the night I walked into the Grove to sing.
Oh, yes, I remember well. You came in with that big lunch basket. You spread your blanket on the dance floor. The waiters formed a flying wedge, and out you went.
Well, it was my first visit to Los Angeles. In Waukegan, where I come from, a grove is a place to have a picnic. But getting back to what's on my mind, Bing, I lost Dennis Day.
Open manhole?
No, Navy.
Well, Jack, your loss is the Navy's gain. Dennis was a fine broth in the bar.
Did I give you my dialect? Yes, that's true. He was a good singer. And he was so, Dennis was so unmercenary, you know?
Worked pretty cheap, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say cheap, but on Saturday night, when I used to hand him his pay envelope, my hand very seldom trembled. Anyhow, Bing, there's a great opportunity on my program for the right young fellow.
You mean?
I mean, snap at it, kid.
Well, Jack, if I hear of anybody, I'm going to let you know.
What's the matter with this guy? Does he have to have a ton of bricks fall on him or something? Bing, I wish you'd pay attention. I need a singer, and I'll take you just as you are. No audition or anything. I don't.
Very nice of you. Really sweet. You're sweet.
I mean, just what I heard tonight was enough for me. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, you won't have to do much. You see, I mean, you'll start at the bottom, but you'll work up fast. I mean, think of the chance this is. 5 years ago, nobody knew Dennis Day.
Today, he's scrubbing a deck.
That's not what I mean. I have a contract right here. Of course, there's just one thing. I want a character somewhat like Dennis. Can you act dumb?
Not dumb enough to sign that contract.
Boy, it's tricky. Now, Bing, come to your senses. I'm going to ask you just once more to work for me, and I want an affirmative answer.
You couldn't force a yes out of me with Annie's plunger.
Now, Bing, I wouldn't be too hasty if I were you. Think of your future, you know. There's
so little left of it, I'd rather not.
Don't be downhearted, son. Stick with Uncle Jack and everything will be all right.
But, Jack, I have my own radio show. The Dozer,
you have?
But we have it, yeah.
You have your show? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were in the road business at Paramount.
Well, you hit on something there, Dad. Hope and I have made so many road pictures, really. L'Amour is getting soft shoulders.
Her curves are nicely banked, too. Did you notice?
I have.
But, Bing, I was wondering, just for curiosity's sake, if you didn't have your own show, how much would you charge me a week to sing on my program?
Well, I don't like to make my business public, Jack. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll whisper it to you.
Use my left ear. That's the better one. Okay, how much would you charge me to sing one song a week? Holy smoke. I wouldn't pay that to Sinatra.
Just a minute.
Heavens to Betsy.
$35 a week? That's not robbing you.
You never said that. You said 45. That left ear of mine never misses, brother.
Gentlemen, if you'll pardon me, this, after all, is Command Performance. It's about time for a little glamour.
Glamour? What's wrong with us?
What I say. Well, don't nobody.